chum. Despite my new olive green hardware store rain gear, despite my clunky hip waders, that quarter mile of bushwhacking uphill through thick second growth forest, through blueberry and devil's club, and a barbed wire fence, and vine maple and snowberry and fern frond, in pouring rain, in utter October darkness, had left me drenched. I hadn't even stepped into the water yet. Damp, pregnant, cedared smells. The nighttime forest collided with upwelling warmth, armpit and chili fart, and hat band and hair sweat, and wet rubber, and nostril drip, all swirling together in the same moment that I reached out my clammy right hand, grasped an alder sapling, and steadied my descent into raging tea-brown water. Spadoosh! Skadish! Skaplosh! Shatoodle! Toodle! 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 Screaming off upstream, downstream, and across in a frenetic zigzag of dorsal fins and boiling, spraying water, several surprised chum salmon alerted an invisible subsurface congregation of their sisters and brothers into a rousing movement piece of pandemonium, a fluid, "Run away!" My feet struggled for purchase on duck-egg-sized gravel while my eyes blinked away the spume and sputtered in euphoric disbelief. I squeezed my leaning alder even tighter. "What the fuck?" I gasped, yelling ahead, wiping my eyes through rainpour and stream roar, completely overwhelmed by the power this frothy, spreading, unified explosion my appearance in their needy pieway had inspired. The splashing and careening, the sudden, almost painful slamming against my shins and calves, a dozen headstrong, homebound chum. I adjusted my headlamp to a narrower beam and tilted it downward, wanting desperately to see what murky water would not allow, hoping to peer deep into that fish-filled tumble, to anticipate and slide and navigate between their need-blinded bodies. 20 feet downstream, Brett slid gingerly off an immense rock he'd been sitting on and into a swirling pool that came up to his lower thighs, tensing and flinching just as suddenly as I had. He glanced backward with a monstrous, blonde, bearded grin and laughing eyes that said, "See? I told you!" And so began a miraculous concert. A rainy, mysterious, hopeful, scream-out-loud-'cause-who-cares dance. An interloper standing upright swim against the flow of a river of seething, surging life. An unraveling. A weep-for-joy, slip-and-fall walk down a rain-swelled creek, filled with tens of thousands of eager chum salmon. Hopeful, vibrant creatures who had been milling about in Little Skookum Inlet for weeks. Waiting, waiting, waiting finally for this rain. Restlessly holding back in salt until enough water would come pouring out of Little Skookum Creek to trip their triggers, afford them permission somehow. Safe passage to the very gravel beds where they had been born. You've been listening to David Perry. I hope you enjoyed this collection of memories, and I hope you'll come back for more.